The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
Premium! Oh, that's all you got? That's pretty good, though.
That was fucking great. That's like 10 times Reggie. That's like 10 times Reggie. Like,
deeper than Reggie, too. Oh, yeah. That's what sucks. That's what. So
he's probably gonna hear that and go,
wait a minute, Snowflake has no idea who the fuck French Reggie is.
What? What?
Wow.
Because she said she listened to a couple, so I'm thinking, you know, no. She might have within the last 2 years.
Has it been 2 years?
No, it has to be.
Has
right?
it been 2 years?
Yes. Yes. To be honest.
It's been 2 years. French Reggie's been 2 years.
Yes. Yep.
Why no, she? Why Snowflake, she? Act like she know.
Snowflake. I don't know what she's talking about.
Like, it's been a while.
No, she's talking about since she's been here.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. That was Snowflake. You were like 100, under 10, right?
Or no, 70 something. No, Snowflake was here like 100. Snowflake's been on a lot of shows.
Right. But the first, you know,
first one was in the 70 or something.
Was it that
26?
Yeah, I was gonna say it was pretty early.
Well,
on.
I remember the first show I was on was fairly recent after you guys started.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what we're saying. Like 20 something.
Yeah.
But you were on one in the hundreds. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I remember Popson was asking about Snowflake.
Right.
And she had like a small following on Twitter. Yeah,
shout out to Popson.
Yeah. And he's not even with us anymore.
No, he's not. Popson died, by the way.
Oh. It was a guy on Twitter. It was one of the
he was asking about you. I can hook you up if you want me to.
Would have.
Shut the fuck up. I still
believe
in
ghosts. Okay, she does believe in ghosts.
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
Right.
You have to show up in the room.
You just walk around the pool table and
no,
shit.
No, but hey, remember that movie, The Entity? You ever seen that?
Nope.
No one else?
Guys.
No one's seen that movie?
No, nobody wastes time with it. Scary movies are dumb.
No.
I don't like scary
movies. She got fucked by the ghost.
Ooh, a succubus. Succubus?
She got fucked by
what
the ghost.
What is the male one called?
That was kind of scary.
Incubus.
Incubus, yeah. Ooh, Jay Smooth. So incubus, huh? Would you fuck an incubus? I know you fuck a vampire.
No.
What? You wouldn't fuck a ghost?
What is that? What is that? You ever seen nun porn?
What is wrong with you?
You've never seen nun porn? You've seen nun porn where they fuck the shit out of a nun. And like gangbang a nun or something.
I can see that would be a thing, but no, I've never seen that.
She's like, I could see that being cool.
Well, I mean, no,
sacrilegious, because I mean,
people are into weird shit. So I'm like, yeah,
She's not really a nun. Like that's not really her stepmom.
I guarantee she's not a nun.
That's not really her stepmom.
However, I would pay for
a real nun.
Nun porn. Yeah.
No, like,
if it was, if you could prove it was a real nun,
you don't have to prove it. Just
like
make her look like
an
older sister.
For me to pay for it.
Sister of a.
She's got to be kind of pale.
She got to be older too.
Why pale?
Well, you know, Sister she's Margaret. Like always praying.
What? What?
Nigga, I guess only them two motherfuckers. It's like she said something. J-Mac translated, but it was only in their language. I'm like, I'm fucked up.
What?
The fuck?
Because she's always praying. You don't get it?
No.
Me neither. But I just think it's so funny.
You can't pray outside?
No, but it's so funny.
So like, it was such a retarded answer.
Because she's always praying.
Because I'm
know?
Like, is it just a white person?
She said
person
she has to be pale. She has to be pale.
Like, black people going to be?
I don't want to see a pale nun get fucked. Honestly, I want to see maybe a colored nun. Well,
the odds of her being ginger.
Why?
If she was pale. Most gingers are pale.
What the fuck are we talking about? I just want a nun. It don't have to be a specific
race of nun.
I just want it to be a real, authentic nun. That's what my concern is.
Them niggas just thinking about a white person. Like,
I don't even know what they're talking about anymore. Most
nuns are white, though, right?
No.
No.
You
most,
think?
Most.
Well, I mean, I was. Hey. I think when I think of that and I picture it's because you think of Catholics and a lot of Catholics come from Irish families. Like there's a lot of Irish Catholics.
A lot of Catholics come from Mexico too.
I know, but I'm from New England. So I'm used to like growing up, it was always Irish Catholics.
A lot of Catholic folks be in New York too.
Idaho is not in New England.
I'm from Maine originally.
Oh.
Is that in New England?
Yeah. That's as New England as you can get.
Is it?
The top corner.
Maine?
Yes.
Maine is the top corner.
I thought it was his own shit.
What?
Like its own country?
Its own state.
It is
its own state.
So then New England
New
what?
England states. is what New she's England like is Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
So New England ain't a state
Vermont,
itself?
Is there New not Hampshire, a state called New
Rhode Island, huh?
Is there not a state called New England?
No, it's like
no,
a
the New England Patriots are in Boston.
But it's a when you say New England,
so what state
it's
is
a
that
group
in Massachusetts?
Yeah, which is one of the New England states. And you know, we came from England. This would be New England.
That's what I figured. They had New York.
Yeah, York is a city, but New York is a city state. Here, and Jersey as well. But New England was an area. It's a group of states.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Bad motherfuckers up on the premium
it's
show.
It's where they colonized.
Week. Oh, he
That's
called.
Why.
So what were you talking about colonizers last week, Jason? Huh? You said a colonizer?
When so I said a colonizer?
Yeah. Who are you talking about? Snowflake?
When?
Last night, you said something about a colonizer.
Last night?
Last week. I think you were talking about lesbians or something about that. We were talking about the whole...
You know, when motherfuckers get to smoking and puffing, right. This so shit, this brain is just like, me and be honest, we're so far down.
Yeah, I have
them
no
niggas
idea.
Is up there. Them niggas up there. I'm talking about how the
this
fuck
is not
up
our
there.
Show, Jason. We're just here.
These niggas, hey, they got sky miles every day.
It's another show going on. I'm like, that we're not part of.
Hey, Snowflake say shit. That motherfucker has translated it in his mind, and then he tried to bring it to us in layman.
I tell you what.
Hold on.
I tell you what, Jay Smooth. Whatever Snowflake is smoking on, Jay Mack ain't used to. Because this nigga
is done too.
He is giddy than a motherfucker.
That was my shit.
This is your shit.
Snowflake ain't used to his shit.
Well, look, Snowflake was already out there coughing on something. Yeah. So she doubled it. She doubled up.
Yeah, juicing that.
I think I got some Khalifa Kush because it was like mixed, but I don't. Know what is
I don't
what.
Know what that means, but you're
it's
not used to
fruity.
It.
Yeah,
you're not used to it. I can
Khalifa,
tell.
Khalifa Kush is supposed to be strong.
Yeah,
obviously.
It is.
Yeah. Be honest. Yeah.
I can feel
Snowflake
it in my
said
belly.
Some shit. J Mac
trans. She feels it in her belly.
But she rubbed it too, like in a circle.
Some weed dick.
She's like, I feel it in my belly.
The fuck?
I did not say that. That
you did say you feel it in your all up in your guts.
She's gonna be
you can't, up in there.
You cannot let her drive like that, Deanna.
Oh
she
my god.
You gonna be all right? Stuff like.
Oh no, I'm good.
You good?
Yo, she smokes.
I'm hurry getting the fuck out. Well, yeah, right, but, your way.
Well, I mean, I'm not driving for a while.
So, listeners, you have to know that there are two shows going on. That's the only way you're gonna be able to decipher this whole rest of this show is knowing that me and Jay Smoove are on a show and Jamie Mack and Snowflake are on a different show. And they may interact with us sometimes, but they're probably not gonna say things coherent.
That's not true.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's the way it is coming out, Jay Mack, I'm going to show you. Like, Snowflake, she said that shit, you thought it, but it was like a Chinese
yeah,
kung fu movie.
At the same
movie.
Time, they both knew this shit.
It was a kung fu movie, and you know how the motherfuckers talk, and it's like a delay, then the words come out. That nigga right. Jay Mack was like that. I'm like, what the fuck?
I get it. But hey, look, we really appreciate you guys, because you guys aren't cheapskates.
I didn't think she was going to come back.
Who?
Snowflake.
Why?
Because, you know, we ended the show talking about her yeast infection.
And she wanted to get out
right.
quick.
I thought that would
Why
would
she
it.
Come back? Because right. you know we have to continue.
Right, because no, I still
We're not going to talk about yeast infection. You know guys can get yeast infections?
Yes.
Sounds like somebody gave somebody.
I heard a chick at a comedy show. I heard a chick.
How you going to let that pass by, man?
I ain't worried about that shit. Hey, I heard a chick at a comedy what? Show say so she got jock itch in her mouth.
In
she
her
said,
mouth?
She said she had got jock itch. That's
what was a comedian?
Yeah, that's what she said. Was that, you can get jock itch too. Shit,
jock itch is just a bacterial. It's a fungus, I mean. So you can get fungus, you can transfer fungus to anything, I'm sure.
Damn. Would you give a nigga head if you...
I mean, that time that I had...
Jock itch smell?
I don't know.
That's really gross, no.
I don't know, but you know that one time in the military, I had athlete's feet and... Because of how I was putting on my drawers while I was in the Navy, I ended up getting in my balls too.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry. That sounds awful.
Okay. Wow. You feeling your stomach again? why you holding your stomach?
She pitching shit. I told you, be honest. He motherfucker, they on that shit.
Like, what that shit?
That ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee it was, too, right? She did tap out. Like we were going back and forth, and she's like, I'm good.
We went back and forth so many times.
And then I felt like, you know, it's one of those things like, should I just keep hitting it? Or does that look over the top? Like,
but remember, I started before you.
Yeah, you did.
You did. I probably should have took another hit or two.
No, I didn't. No, I'm,
wow. So I'm yeah, I ended up getting athlete's feet on my dick, or not my dick, but my ball.
Whoa! She did a foot massage on your dick?
No. I was in the military. You know, you have to share.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Yeah. You touched your feet on your drawers.
On my drawers, and it more than once.
You know what?
More than a few times.
This kind of fucked me up because every time now.
You think about
I'm like fucking, I'm playing Operation with my underwear.
The first foot you can always get through with no problem. Oh, yeah. The second foot, never. I don't give a fuck how coordinated you think you are.
How many times have you fallen? I've fell down a couple of times because I'm trying so hard not to get it, and then right. it gets snagged in there. Like
yeah,
that
and
heel,
then you're like a fucking
dickhead.
And then
I'm like, yeah, I'm like a tripod right. with only one leg, and I'm just boom.
I wonder, is it? I thought it was just me because I'm a little bigger than I used to be. You cannot get that second foot in without
Dude,
touching.
Every no, since you're a lot you, bigger. Ever since you said that story, I don't know why, and it's like, If I do touch, I just start over. New game.
New draws?
New draws.
No.
Bro, I don't know how. I didn't, because you never told me specifics.
Do you have athlete's feet?
No.
You have to have athlete's feet.
I don't know, bro. But it's just like.
It doesn't know if you have athlete's
feet. But it's feet. It's feet, though, man. You know what I mean?
But they're your feet. Don't yeah. you wash them? Y'all said yeah. you wash them.
I do it in hot now because it's the same thing, too.
What?
I wash air. All the hot water. All undergarments. Not the colors. The colored ones didn't. The colored ones went in.
He's talking about his clothes.
The colored ones went in. What did it sound like I was talking about?
I thought you were talking about your body.
Oh.
Yes. Your feet. I thought you were talking about your feet.
Oh, because I thought I was lost. So I thought the nigga said he washed his feet in hot water. But this nigga's talking about
like the fuck?
Right. I washed him in hot
like
water.
I think you're taking a bath in a creek. I started using. Okay.
We yeah. warm that water up.
Yeah, but you have to have athlete's feet. Otherwise, you can't transfer non-athlete's feet to athlete's balls. Can't do it.
What? So he said that a bitch had athlete mouth?
No, Jay Smooth asked, what were you about to say?
No, that
jockish mouth.
She said she had got jockish from giving a nigga head because I guess he had jockish and she didn't know.
So could you do the same thing happen like if you're a toe dude and you're like sucking toes and she had athlete's feet?
Probably. I've never seen a girl with athlete's feet, ever.
They're not very athletic, is what you're saying?
No, it's not. Women about are definitely that. Athletic. It's just
okay.
About...
I'm just trying to see how Cro-Magnon you're trying to get.
Women suck at sports. Is that safe to say?
He's so just trying to beat.
I'm not. Like, think about it, though.
What did you play? You played softball, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Softball's a lesbian sport, though. That's not the same. Lesbians play sports differently than like.
Did you ever have any lesbian experiences women. When you were playing softball?
I did not.
Fuck.
Did you want any?
You did realize you were probably the only heterosexual girl
no,
on this
telephone. No, I was not.
No, wait a minute. Are you serious? So there wasn't a lot of that jumping off?
No.
Where'd you play at?
In Idaho.
God damn. I don't know about that. It's kind of fucked up my whole fantasy. I feel like...
No, she's full of shit. She didn't
Because they
know.
Have a lot of sister wives out there in Idaho.
No, that's Utah.
Yeah, that's Utah. Oh. You know, you could be somewhere and not realize that you're a part of something.
Like, I watched the NCAA... softball, women's softball tournament.
Right.
Just to imagine them bitches.
They all do.
Like, they're like, all like, yeah, I'm like they okay, they fucked with, she's fucked with, oh, you could tell by the way they handshake, they yeah, fucked with
exactly. Yeah. Snowflake, did you ever wind up at the end of the day? Like, man, that was a fun parade. I wonder why everybody had their tits out, though.
No.
After softball game?
You guys just stick to these male fantasies and just want them to be
no,
real.
No, you know what? Softball chicks aren't always that great.
No. They're always useless. Tell me, as okay. far as the ass.
Uh huh.
Softball, volleyball. Those
Ooh,
two.
No. See, volleyball is different because it's the legs, too. And that's what I was going to say. I think volleyball is better than softball.
I probably. Because
softball
that way.
Has. Those, some of those lesbians are like the men. So
you do get that sprinkled
in. You don't get
in
any
there.
Of those in the soft, no. in the volleyball. No. Even if they are, they're still fine as fuck because yeah, their legs are showing.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, some softball chicks are great. But the others, though, those strong ones.
The majority of softball chicks.
That one that can throw the 85 mile per hour speedball.
It's the catcher. You got to watch
catcher
out.
Catcher is definitely, yeah. definitely a bull dagger. What position did you play?
Shortstop.
Nah.
You see, the catcher. I was.
What?
So it was a lot. It was,
you
was
said,
a
I just
position.
Imagined her saying catcher, and it was real hilarious. In So me being high, I had a whole show.
She didn't even know she's a lesbian. Like right. That's what I'm saying. You know, I just kind of sometimes you.
I think she knew.
You guys are so ridiculous.
So you
this
never
is not real. This
so
you, is not how it goes.
So you
down.
Never were like in the locker room and seeing the girl in her Victoria's Secrets and was like, oh,
wow.
No.
Damn. I don't believe that. I don't
Let me
believe
see your
that.
Hands, Snowflake. Let me see.
Put your fingers down.
There we go.
No, put them together. Put your fingers together. Come on, man. Come on, man. It's a little shorter. A little bit shorter.
Yeah.
A little bit shorter.
No. So.
Is she holding her fingers funny?
No, she's right, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's a little shorter.
Yeah, so she might
be hetero.
Yeah, she might not like the cat.
Yeah, she might be hetero.
You might be right.
That's cool, though. I mean, you know.
I'm definitely hetero.
But hetero.
How hetero, though? 100%?
So, yeah. You ever kiss a girl?
Yeah.
So that's not.
Can you say that in the mic, though? Because you said that for you said. Yeah.
And she said it was like, it was like.
Like you hit fuck.
Right. Like, yeah
fuck
come on.
You, yes.
Yeah, come on. Yes, I have.
You have kissed a girl? Mm-hmm. Tongue?
Yes.
That can't be. Yeah.
That's not hetero.
Hetero. Yeah.
That's not hetero.
There's definitely some thresholds that have been crossed
something.
Here. Like, you can't say, oh, I'm straight hetero.
She's on the spectrum.
Like, but yeah, I kissed a girl.
Tits.
Yes.
That's too long of a pause.
Yeah.
You got to say it quicker. So, look, if I'm about to ask them, I'm about to go further.
Yeah.
Have your answer prepared now of what you're going to say. So, you're either going to say.
Because you'll tell yourself with the pause.
So, have you ever been eaten out?
Yes.
Have you ever eaten out?
Yes.
Nigga, you are. There's nothing you haven't done.
I just knew she was going to say no somewhere, but it was like.
Holy fuck.
What haven't you done?
Okay. Like,
have you strapped a girl?
Ew, no.
Ew.
Have they strapped you?
No. So,
well, if that was a ooh, yeah, that's
yeah,
probably
you
not.
You can get
yeah.
two oohs.
It was a one-time thing with two of my friends.
So you're fucking friends?
That's and how we it always were really happens. Drunk.
Wait a minute, you're friends with my wife.
Yeah.
See, you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention. Yeah.
This was like, I was like 19.
Yeah.
That's what y'all say.
Yeah.
So you are y'all friends still?
Yeah.
Mm.
So do y'all ever talk about that experience?
No.
Oh. That means there's something there.
So was it awful? Was it awful?
No.
So it was three of y'all total?
Uh-huh.
Y'all just like a circle jerk.
That's awesome. And we're supposed to fucking... And we're supposed to just cast aside these fucking fantasies that we have,
no.
Right?
You're like, look, a minute ago, well, you were guys are so gross.
Right.
You're just imagining all these softball chicks fucking.
Right.
Like, you just had sex with all of your friends.
Right. Like, it was half the softball team.
Yeah, no. It was two girls that weren't even on the softball team.
No, but I'm saying, like, all of your friends, 100% of your friends had sex that
day. Listen. Believe it or not, whether you guys were doing it with each other, every girl on the softball team was doing that.
They were. They just didn't invite you right. because just your like ring you finger is shorter.
Just because you didn't invite them, so right? But all of y'all, I'm still stuck. And now my softball fantasy has been restored.
Yeah, of course. What are you talking about? She had sex with all of her friends from junior high.
I was like, what?
It was softball not all team? Of my friends. And I actually didn't go to school with these girls.
Hey.
Well, okay, wait a minute. So this is an adult? You said 19.
Mm-hmm.
So it's after you graduated.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just met up and said, you know what we should do? How did it go down? I'm curious. How did it go down?
A lot of alcohol. What were we drinking?
I don't remember.
Y'all were drinking though?
Oh yeah.
Who started it?
I really can't tell you details.
Oh, because it's just one of them nights you just don't even remember.
Correct.
Okay.
Wow.
Let me just write down.
So Jay Smooth, how about your gay experience? What tell us the details.
What? Mm-hmm. He broke up again, Snowflake. When they go to this gay shit, Snowflake, I don't even know what
he broke up
about.
With you. Are you still sad?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Were you top or bottom?
You know,
you know what he was. Look at his shirt. What color shirt is he wearing?
What is that? If you saw that picture,
the first thing I thought of when I walked in here tonight, I'm so sorry, was Barney.
That's a good one. That's
I'm
good
so
one.
Sorry. She said I'm so sorry before she cuts his throat.
I don't want to. I mean, I, honestly, but I just want to be real. Like,
yeah, I love you,
right? And you know that he knows that song too.
Fuck all y'all. You too, Snowflake. Back give a fuck because you ain't been here in a while. Damn that. Shit.
Be nice to our guests, man.
Yeah, man. Stop being a dickhead.
Be a dickhead, man.
Jimmy, just get to your fucking topic, dickhead.
What are you talking about,
fuck
man?
That shit, because y'all ain't going to be on me all night.
I was actually wanted to know, honestly, if there's anything that made it to 2019 that you feel like is just ridiculous, it still exists. For instance, the obvious one I know is I'm talking about is religion. I can't believe that we're still talking about
religion. Let's put a pin in that.
Okay.
Yeah, because that one's going to be, you could go all day on that. I should have known news.
No, that's not what I want to talk about. But
then why are we doing that?
Because that's the obvious one for me. I think it's ridiculous that 2019 we're still talking about religion. But alimony, that's another one. Why is alimony still happening?
Why not?
I mean, women are doing it now. They're making like 75 cents.
But it could go the other way.
They're making like 75 cents on
men
a dollar.
Men are getting alimony
with K-Fed. K-Fed.
One nigga.
No, there's a lot of guys getting alimony.
Who else?
But no, if you...
Wendy Williams' husband.
You just got to fight. She got to make more than you. That's what it is.
It's only a couple of niggas getting it. What I'm telling you is that women have they've come up. They're making like 75 cents on the dollar.
Dudes are stay-at-home dads now.
I have a friend that pays child support.
Okay.
Like a female friend pays child support to her
I've heard of those ones.
I've heard of those dinosaurs. Like it's few and far between.
That's not that many.
That's not the norm. What I'm saying is, why if women are so, what the feminist movement, why are they allowing alimony to still be a thing? Do you know what alimony is, Jimmy Mac?
Yes.
Do you understand the way that it works?
It's for the relationship. It's for dues for relationship investment time.
Not kids.
No.
Don't got shit to do with kids.
That's child support.
Right. Alimony is you're paying a woman.
Or man.
No. You're no.
Yes.
Come on,
no.
Bro. Yes. You gotta keep these facts to the people. You gotta give them all the facts.
No. It's when you're paying a woman. That's like talking about changing laws for transsexuals. There's so few transsexuals. Why should we change a law for them?
Like what? Like bathrooms?
Yeah, yeah, like bathrooms. That's like dumb. It's not enough of them to change the way we use the bathroom. That's ridiculous. Same goes for men who get alimony. It's just not enough of them. So let's stop talking about it. Women getting alimony. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's played out.
Do you have the numbers?
A lot to a little.
So no.
A lot to a little. The norm, we all know the norm is that men pay women alimony. Come on. Are there some exceptions? Come on. Of course there are, but that's not reality. You don't believe that enough men get paid alimony to where we can have a conversation about them.
So, but alimony too, if you've set up a household, like not everybody should get alimony, but if you've been married 20, 30 years and you didn't work for any of that and all you've done is take care of the house, clean all of that crap, like that was your job and that man's been supporting you and now it's over and then what, you have nothing to
You do. Go be a maid. You've been doing that for years.
Hold up.
Why can't you be a maid? You've been doing it for years.
I don't know where I started on this, but as soon as she started saying that,
you said,
I ran
that.
Right over to your side. Okay, hold up. She said, 30 years you've been taken care of already. Look, time served, my nigga. Look, hold up. 30.
And you got marketable skills now.
Right, wait a minute. So
you took care of a whole house.
A lot of times alimony isn't set for life. They'll put limits on it.
Like what?
Until you find a job.
Until you get married and just
someone else takes over.
So who the fuck gets a job or gets married when they're getting alimony?
Why?
I'm never getting a job or a husband.
I'm not even looking.
No way possible. She's the welfare queen.
Who is it?
It's like the welfare
job.
You're right. No way possible.
Unless that shit happens, it's not going to happen.
I feel like women make enough money now that we got to cut that shit out. It's time. It's time. Like women's move. Women's rights. I agree. Feminism. I agree.
I'm going to tell you like this, because just to be honest with you, if the roles were switched, I was a dude and a chick took care of me for 30 strong years, I didn't have to do shit. All I had to do was take care of the house and the kids.
Right.
And then we got a divorce and she's like, you're on your own.
Yeah.
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 All right. Breathe, girl. Damn. That was a good ride.
Yeah.
Like,
you sure you don't want
nigga, you going to want some money.
Nah, my nigga, because I've been seeing niggas struggling for the last 30 years, you know what I'm saying, working. And I was chilling.
Yeah,
somebody was just telling me the other day, a motherfucker dude had hit the lottery for over $80 million.
Oh wait, hold on, a minute. That was actually Kit put that question in the question nonsense. Let me just go ahead and read it real quick, and we can talk about it because she wanted to ask us that. Did you hear about the man who filed for divorce in 2012 after being separated for 2 years, won the lottery in 2015 for $30 million, and had to give his now ex-wife half of the money? Apparently, they didn't get everything finalized until 2018.
No, that's bullshit.
She asked, what do you think? Is it right because they were technically married still, or is it the some BS? Or two, if the shoe was on the other foot and you were the ex, would you want the money?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's redoing, he's trying to...
How do you redo it, though? That's the law.
Yeah.
That's the law.
I'd be pissed off like a motherfucker.
You got to sit on that shit.
Sit on what shit?
That money.
But what happens is...
Hold on to it?
Yeah, just don't tell her. I mean, you can't...
Tell her?
Yeah.
But you have to...
How do you not tell somebody you won the lottery?
There's people that fucking win and don't disclose their identity.
No. This already happened. She's getting half.
But she doesn't know until you tell her.
If they're going through a divorce and the divorce hasn't been finalized, then lawyers are looking at the finances.
That's why I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to say. You got to offshore that shit.
You don't win $30 million and nobody knows about it.
This is the problem, J-Man. What niggas hit... Hey, the ex gonna know, my nigga. Life change. Fuck a bitch. Hey,
bitch.
Hey, look. He gonna be like, you bitch. Fuck
this. Right. Especially when he thinks, he don't know he gotta split that shit. Right.
And see, that motherfucker probably hitting that bitch with a stack of money. Like, bitch, yeah, pow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how niggas are. You know what I'm saying? And we not smart like that. And, you know, guys, we tell women all of our shit, right? That nigga, and it's a while, you know, you can only hold that ticket for a period of time. Then you gotta cash that motherfucker right. in. I would have found some kind of way to motherfucker be like, man. Somebody else, I'm hey, my nigga, I'm going to give you this, but this is how we're going to draw the contract up.
So, what are you telling me? I can get cable in my son's name, but I can't get an offshore account in my daughter's? Get the fuck out of here. I put that shit.
That wasn't the way I thought I planned for him.
I'm hiding that money. I'm like, listen, I'm broke as fuck until this fucking divorce go through. And then I ain't saying shit to you. Nope, I ain't got it. But can I borrow some money, girl? I'm taking it, and I'm not even telling, okay, I got a lawyer, but not the same lawyer that's fucking handling my divorce.
Yeah, I think that's fucked up that.
I need me a mafia type lawyer.
I think that's fucked up after a few years. She still get an opportunity to get some of that goddamn money. Bitch, you ain't had shit to do with this right here.
They was broke up for 2 years.
Yeah, you ain't had shit to do with this.
Moral of that story.
What?
Handle your fucking business.
Yeah, speed that shit up.
What took you so long? 2018? That's 6 years?
Yeah.
It
takes a while, man.
Nah, my nigga, no, it don't.
I was separated for 2 years.
Depends on how much shit. Depends on one of the things, I guess. It depends on how much shit you got. If you got a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? I guess it all depends on the situation.
It's not just that, man. There's an emotional part to it, too. Like, it's like, maybe you didn't give a fuck about your marriage, but.
Nope.
But like not just the physical part of it, but there's like some emotional stuff that a person who doesn't want to be a failure is dealing with too.
Fuck that. Be honest, I'd be done with motherfuckers before I emotionally. I'd be emotionally detached before I separate. By the time I separate,
I'm already done.
I already broke up with them and moved on and shit like that. I done had a few bitches in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I just had to break the physical ties of all that shit.
I'm just glad my wife got me then, because you are a dickhead.
I agree.
If you can get out of a marriage, a fucking marriage, with no weight, no baggage, nothing, then damn.
On Jerry Springer, it's just like when they do the baggage, no baggage. Be like, hey,
there's a part of you though that feels like a failure. There's a part of you that feels like I don't want to give up on. You know what I'm saying?
And I get what you're saying.
Till death do us part, or whatever.
I get that shit, but you can't.
How are you a religious person?
You can't say till death do us part because you don't believe in all that shit. So you know what I'm saying? The thing about it,
don't believe in all what?
You don't believe in that spiritual shit, that God shit.
That's not God. Till death do us part. That's not God.
Isn't that the Bible? That shit ain't
in the Bible. No.
they be holding the Bible and thing and say, repeat
this
after
nigga
me.
Said, is that in don't the
they?
Bible?
They repeat that shit. Hey, they hold some book in their hand and they say, repeat this shit after me.
This is why religion needs to be gone. You hear this?
Fuck that
this
shit.
Nigga said,
I always thought some of that shit was in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Hey, my nigga, that's why I ain't married yet, be honest. Because I'm, you know
a
what I'm saying?
A lot of times at weddings, they will read Bible verses.
Yeah, and them motherfuckers hold a book and they be reading that bitch.
That's because it's
unless
a priest.
It's a marriage book that they be reading.
Well, it's the fallacy of the idea that you're making a covenant with God, which is bullshit. So, God don't give a fuck about who you're fucking permanently. He doesn't care.
Because I sure be fucking some bitch. But, yeah, but.
God doesn't care.
Hey, I know. But look,
Satan does though.
But moving on. So be honest. So we can say fads and shit that's still around in 2019.
Anything.
Why the fuck motherfuckers still wearing braids though, my nigga? I be saying niggas.
You mean dudes?
Like
guys or girls?
Like guys still wearing braids. Like R. Kelly would. When R. Kelly cut his shit off, everybody should cut their shit.
The champion of the NBA just
that nigga. And I was like, why the fuck? I'd be like, why is this nigga still got braids though? Like,
but you see, he's doing it right. He's braiding it from like about an inch behind his hairline. Like that's where his
so it don't fall out. So the hair
and then he lines up the front edge.
Yeah, but doesn't the part back there also?
I don't know how that works.
There's an edge no matter where.
So you're gonna have a part. You're gonna have a permanent part from all where all your braids start. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, because the baby had it fell out because it's too tight.
You just can't do like Stevie Wonder.
You just can't have braids.
So see, in 2019,
Stevie Wonder can see now.
No.
He had LASIK surgery. No. That motherfucker said he had that little duck tail. That duck tail been holding on for a minute.
Nah, bro.
But y'all see the way his beard and mustache?
Yes. When they had that circle, he just had a circle
all the way around his mouth.
Just like a circle of hair.
Like he put. You know what he looked like? He got some glue and put it on around his lips. And he put his face in like the edge of sketch.
It
stuff.
Reminded me of fucking Police Academy when they fucking blacked the fucking
shit on the mic. Yeah.
That's what he looked like.
So
Proctor.
So Snowflake, I know you date black dudes, but do you date black dudes with braids?
I did once.
Recently?
Mm-mm.
Dreads or braids?
Dreads.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big
I bet he was fast though, huh?
he was African or Jamaican?
No, just because I don't know. Most niggas, and maybe not now because everybody has dreads, but I think coming up.
What?
The niggas that had dreads, always the fastest niggas. You know what I mean?
Like,
that
was not my experience.
Them niggas can run.
That wasn't my experience at all.
Yeah, I don't know if they was.
Oh, you meant like literally fast.
Like fast.
What do
like,
you think?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out. Like
fast. She thought, you know, I meant quick.
What's the difference? Oh, like premature?
No, I didn't think that either.
So you dated a guy with dreads. That's not the same thing. Braids and dreads are a different kind of guy.
What black hairstyle has the best hair, has the best sex? So like,
like you can't.
Bald head, Caesar cut.
Wait a minute, was one of the chicks that's your friend, was she black?
No.
They're both white girls? Okay.
Snow bunny party.
Oh, I hate you. Pink toes. It's 30 pink toes.
I can't with you guys.
That's 30 pink toes. That's a lot of
goddamn.
3
belly button piercings. You know everybody's belly button was pierced back then.
I've never had my belly button pierced. What?
Have you ever had any piercings? Mm-hmm. Ears?
Mm-hmm. Nose? Ears do not count.
That's why I said ears first. Nose? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cartilage in the top of the ear?
My ears and my nose.
Oh. Did you ever get that anal piercing taken out?
I didn't.
Septum, huh? What is it? Rectum.
Yeah. What about like tats? Though you would have thought that shit would have played out as
tattoos?
Well. With all the motherfuckers just tatting everywhere, just all their fucking body, and just like, you know, it's okay to just have a few tats, but just still continuously in 2019, motherfuckers just being tatted up, you know? Because
you mean
see,
like tatting their face,
just
face,
all over, arms.
All over, just like it's everything, ridiculous. Just. Like, what the fuck are you going to do with your life
worse.
After
I don't think it's getting better.
I honestly wish I hadn't gotten tattoos.
It's getting worse.
But the reason why I stopped getting them when I did was because that's when it kind of hit. And everybody was just getting them everywhere, and there was just so many. And I was like, ugh. I felt like I was part of something I didn't want to be a part of anymore.
Yep. You kind of were. And even though you may have been like at the forefront.
Why do you link yourself to that, though?
I don't have a choice because everybody started getting tattoos. And then they started getting like sleeves and backs and then everything. So it's like, it's just ridiculous. It looks a little ridiculous.
But when you get tattoos, though, like, don't you do it for yourself?
No. People don't.
Yeah.
Well, most people don't nowadays.
What does that have to do with me?
Well, because I'm just saying, like, if you really like something, right? Like, you really like something and then you stop doing it because other people like it.
Motherfuckers want shit for attention though nowadays. It's not like attention now.
Right, but if you're doing it for you, then you shouldn't.
No, I understand what you're saying. However, that's just not really the way the world works.
I wonder
I get treated like everybody else who has tattoos. So when I'm walking through minding my business, doing whatever I normally do, I get treated by people who are like, what the fuck? That way, like everybody else who got face tattoos, and the people who have a lot of tattoos, I get treated like, what the fuck? Like, you ain't got but 6 tattoos. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like no win. But what happened?
I don't feel that at all.
Well, are your tattoos visible?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
3.
Are they all out, like in places where you can see them?
2 of them are.
Ooh.
Do.
Do you have a tramp stamp?
No.
Oh, that's so great. I mean, that is so great. Like you were, honestly, because that was a thing.
What?
For the longest time.
That was
time.
A thing. A tramp stamp. And all of my friends got one.
I was about
one.
To say, especially for white girls.
But okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's
all
a perfect
of my
example.
Friends.
That's a perfect example. When they got those tattoos, they weren't tramp stamps yet. You see what I'm saying?
No, they were still tramp stamps. I remember people calling them tramp stamps.
So when they chose to get a tramp stamp,
mm-hmm.
they said, you know what? I want to get a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the first 2 bitches that got it, and they're like, I want to get a tattoo on my lower back. That's a perfect place for it. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden it turned into a tramp stamp. How do you separate yourself from that even if you really like your tattoo? You still got a fucking tramp stamp. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Does that make more sense of what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
I mean, it's the same theory with, you know, just being black walking down the street. You know what I mean? In a fucking inner city. You are going to be automatically stereotyped as the worst of what could be in this area, whether you are or you're not, that doesn't matter. You're going to get judged that way prior to anything else before you get a chance to maybe show that you're not.
Yeah. And now I see my daughter getting all these tattoos. I'm like, ugh.
Oh yeah, she's going overboard.
She got like 8 of them already.
Yeah, you
she
need
got
to,
more than me before. You know, she's already. She's only 21.
Bring that
got,
shit in.
It's not.
Oh yeah, she's a you lot. Could, yeah.
There's no way to stop.
Put
this.
A pause button on that shit.
She's grown, man. There's nothing I can do.
As long as she underneath you, you don't remember that rule.
What's that?
As long as you're under my fucking roof.
No, that's a dumb rule.
What?
That's a dumb rule.
That is a dumb rule.
As long as you're under my roof, that's a dumb rule. As long as she's not fucking the roof up, she can leave and go do something. I can't have somebody follow her 24 hours a day.
I come from an extremely strict family.
See? So that's why you're traumatized. I'm not talking about all that. I
had that. It was like in my house, my rules. It's like,
well,
you
that kind of makes sense. That's not a dumb thing. I mean, that's
it
what's
works
wrong with them.
10. It don't work when they're 21.
That's what's wrong with this country. These motherfuckers got two kids became, I want to have a conversation. Fuck that conversation. How about you just listen first? How about the fuck conversation don't got to be both ways? You just listen. How about that?
Sure, Dad.
Fucking. Everybody got a phone. Well, you got a voice, kid. Let me listen to you.
It's not about having a voice. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is my daughter has a car. She can just get in her car and go do whatever and then come back.
Not come back to here.
how would I even know until it's over, a week later? Hey. So you're saying you say, fuck it, you can't stay here no more?
Listen.
He's saying kick her out.
No.
That's what I
no,
hear.
No, listen. Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
For getting a tattoo.
This is the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Life is about choices.
It is.
And so what you do is you make your house rules known. You could choose to do whatever you want, but after you make your choices,
right,
then you deal with those consequences.
Right.
If I say, while you're living here, I don't want you fucking getting a whole bunch of fucking no more tattoos,
right,
then you have two choices. Don't get no more fucking tattoos.
Or don't be here.
There it is.
So, and what I'm saying is, remember I was talking about smelling the flowers?
Yeah.
Is that worth the stress that it's going to cause you? Really? Is that something that you feel like is worth the stress of stopping her from doing that? Go ahead.
Well, see, I play poker, so maybe.
You're bluffing.
I'm just bluffing.
Yeah, but fuck bluffing, man. Like, come on, smell the flowers,
sometimes,
man. Who got time
sometimes
for that?
Sometimes you
got
to. That's how you don't win the pot unless you bluff, bro. Sometimes you got to bluff.
Yeah.
What pot are you trying to win here, though?
No,
I'm
just
trying
pot.
To win.
He's a weed head.
I'm just trying to, the pot of being able to slow down and get what I want out of, you know, my, you know, get my kids to do what I want. That pot.
That's a weird pot.
Nah,
but his
every
kid's
parent wants
21.
To. Everybody. So what?
What do you want?
So at what age
to,
do you not want your kids to do what the things that you would like them to do?
But don't you want your kids to do what makes them happy and be happy and successful?
Yeah, sure. But at some point too, you still
at
have
29. They can do it.
You still have your opinions, and you still. I mean, It happened when they were born, right? You fucking imagine the future for your kids from the day that they're
born. That's your first mistake, day one.
But as a parent still, right, you just don't know. It's our job sometimes. It's our job most times to just continue to guide them, because sometimes, and we've been there before, right? You know, and we've made decisions, some being good, some being bad. But as a parent, you're able to see some things down the road that your kid right now might not understand. And like, I hear what you're saying, be honest, you can pick and choose what's worth going in, what's not. But even if you kind of steer them in that direction, and you say you still have the ultimate decision, what you want to do, but hey, these are some of the consequences that you might be facing down the road. And then at that point, you allow them to kind of make that decision. And they go with what, you know, with that decision. It's like, you know, I had a friend of mine, you know, his son, you know, came into some money or whatever, and he said, well, my son, it's his money. He get to do what he want. I said, but still, as a parent, we still should guide him.
Now he's
you
grown.
Know what I'm saying? What's what? And he went out, and his son wanted the car was, he was 18, 19 years old. Bought him a $35,000 car, right? The car was total less than a year of having it. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, that's kind of just going down the drain or just wasting money. You still want to kind of guide him.
I don't think so, though. I think if he came into money, it's his money.
Okay. Yeah, but you still want to kind of guide him into, you still want to kind of guide him on what's what and just.
I call bullshit.
On what?
I'll be honest.
Yeah, you want to guide them on what's on just, hey, make the best decision.
You keep saying
that way.
Guide, but I don't think you can guide an adult. You can suggest.
Well, suggest guide, or you just put it in their mind. Get them to think a different way.
It all depends on your influence. It all depends on your influence, yo.
So as long as you've known me, do you think that that's something that I probably did or didn't do?
I'm sure you've probably done it.
Right. So the,
you know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is pretty much baseless when it's talking about me.
But you could have probably.
Well, he just said you did it.
I'm saying you could have probably done it. You know what I'm saying? But then to your point, what you just made earlier, you say, is that worth going in or not? Right? Right. Just like smell the rose. It's like, you know, it's like me trying to say my daughter's 21. Right. It's like saying my daughter's 21. I say, baby, don't go out fucking right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Be like, fuck, she going to fuck regardless. You know what I'm saying? You can put that bug in the air and say, wait, baby, such and such.
Okay, let's just bring this back, right? Okay, so it's well known that you have a daughter who sings.
Right.
You would not, she's grown.
Right.
You would not allow her to go out there and get involved without your input in the industry, because you've been there.
Right.
And so, and if you give her your input and you say, hey, you know what? You come across something and she knows that this is, you know, it's a fucking horrible deal.
Not true.
You know it's a horrible deal.
Right.
You're still going to let her do it?
If she wants to, I'll give her all the information. So that's what Jason was saying.
But when you say information, mm-hmm. I'm talking about like, okay, I get it. So is the information like, are you fucking kidding me?
No.
You're going to, so it's all like, hey, just do whatever you want.
No, it's this.
You
this
see is, him making about is, to make a horrible decision, you're just going to be real calm about it.
This is a bad idea. This is why it's a bad idea. I mean, but you know, at the end of the day, you have to make this decision for yourself because you're the one who has to live up to whatever it is you're agreeing to do. That's mature. I can't, because
why not use that same thing with the tattoos in my room?
I did though. That's what I'm saying. But what Jay Smooth was saying, like, that's ridiculous that he would even present that to me,
right,
of all people.
No.
What you should be doing is doing this. Of course I've done that.
No,
of course I've done that.
But it's not assumed.
What you're saying.
It's not assumed that that's what you've done.
No, with me, it's assumed.
You know what I'm saying?
You would assume that.
What you were saying is that listeners could be listening and said, to your point where you said, hey, just smell the roses. J-Mac, is that worth going in or not?
Tell him what you, hold on, fuck it, I can't do this again. Tell him what you were really saying, because he said this rose thing two different times.
He's talking about what I was saying about, you know, getting to the point where you're
enjoying. What was the actual phrase you said?
It wasn't about this. I don't know why he blended it into this. Smelling the roses is about your life.
But
you say you don't want to stress yourself out. That shit ain't even worth arguing or going in about.
It's not necessarily stressing myself out. What I'm saying is you're putting stress on the relationship. So now here's the thing, right? There are going to be many things that me and my daughter have to discuss and have to work out. So am I going to fuck up our future because of this one thing, kick her out the house, whatever?
No, she ain't kicking her out. I didn't say that.
That's what Jamie Mack is saying.
You're not kicking her out.
Jamie Mack is saying he's bluffing, but what you're saying, what you don't know is that they might call you bluff.
But,
and if they call you bluff, you risk ruining the rest of the relationship to where now down the road when there's a real big one, tattoo ain't a real big one.
So,
I don't like it,
so
but
I
it's not a real big one.
So if I tell you, don't fucking put your hand on the fire.
Come back here.
And you put your hand on the fire and you get burnt. I burnt you?
No. See, that's the thing. Everything isn't fire. And that's what a responsible dad has to do. You have to determine whether or not you're keeping them from fire. Everything isn't fire.
And then if you bluffing her and she feel like, oh, you bullshitting, he just bullshitting, he ain't serious. Then they put you to that test. Then if you don't do anything, you're like, oh, that motherfucker just bullshitting. Then I think everything you be trying to bluff.
So this is what I'm saying. You knew the consequence. We talked about this before, about motherfuckers that already know the results of what your actions are going to. So if you know that I have a problem with it,
right,
and as long as you stay in my house, then you must be prepared. You have to.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Are you really a stickler?
Now we're saying again, no accountability, right?
No,
there's
no, you have to be accountable first.
What?
Don't.
I have to be accountable for who?
You have to make sure, as an adult, your job is to make sure you don't present ultimatums that are dumb. That's what I'm saying. Don't make a dumb ultimatum, because what's going to happen is you're going to fuck around and lose.
But it all depends. It was what's dumb to you. It may not be dumb to someone else. Who are you to say it was dumb?
Because it's my situation. So it is up to me.
But some people may feel real strongly about tattoos.
And that's what I said. You have to make sure you weigh how important that thing is.
Because to some people, that's like, don't do.
But not about some people. Talking about me.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, but there may be people out there that saying, man, nah.
Whatever it is, it's your thing, fine. But
you
make
can't
sure
say fuck them. But care about that.
Never worked.
Never.
Out.
What?
Never.
Never with me though. I take the
ultimatums
ladder.
I'm, will.
I tell my
people get spiteful.
They'll be like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna see."
Yeah. Like, you're going to tell me I have to do one or the other?
Yep. Yeah. You wouldn't respond well to an ultimatum.
I don't.
Right. So if you don't, why would anybody else?
Because I'm not like everybody else.
Oh, man. Come on.
Fuck that. Some people fall for that shit, though.
A lot of people do.
Because a motherfucker told me, motherfucker told me, if you don't give me a ring by Christmas, goddamn it, don't give me shit. Okay. Guess what she got for Christmas? Nothing. Not shit. And I'd be like this, you told me.
One of the biggest things that destroyed my relationship with my family is I was 18, graduated from high school, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to come home after work at 12 or whatever, curfew. And my stepdad was like, no, you didn't make your bed, you're grounded for a week. And I was like...
The fuck?
You see what I'm saying? Now, that's not, to me, that's not a big deal. And so, I'm sure to her it's not a big deal. Her dad, it was a big deal.
Right.
So was he the one who should have been thinking long term, or should he have really made, I can't give any ground, I got to make my point now.
I moved out the next day.
The next day.
All right. Do you make your bed daily now?
That has nothing.
Do you, listen, or do you not?
I do, and I made my bed daily back then, and I explained to him at the time I was late for work.
Oh. And, well, that just seemed like a misunderstanding. We could have just kept moving on then. I mean, if you normally make your bed, then...
Well, no, it's the principle, right?
Nah, because here we go now.
Listen, at that point, because what she's learning
is... So how come it's principles on one end and they're virtuous, right?
No.
But if I have a principle on my end, I'm setting an ultimatum, which is fucked up.
Because we're talking about two adults here. And that's the problem. You're thinking that you're the only adult. What I'm saying is she's an adult, my daughter's an adult. So we're talking about two adults now. Her opinion is, if this is how he's going to treat me over a bed... Who knows what the next thing is? I'm an adult now. I need to just figure this out. I don't want to go backwards.
Well, see, that's different too, because I think once he's still treating her like in a child.
Oh, you mean like telling somebody they can't get tattoos?
No. Like I'm telling you, you can, but you can fucking get your own spot.
And that's what I'm saying. If it's worth that much to you, then good luck with your relationship with your daughter or your son or whoever.
I mean, well, you act like it's doomed because of that. You fucking kidding me?
Well, it's not doomed, but
starts a cycle what? This motherfucker goes out and fucking experiences life. This is what you want to know, right? This is what you want, right? You want to be fucking independent, right?
You have a tattoo, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so what you're saying is that you have a tattoo because you have your own place, and that's people who have their own places can get tattoos.
Yes, because I
that's, do. But that's fucking ridiculous. No, and you know it is. Come on, that's ridiculous.
Anybody that pay their own fare, fucking, come on, fucking, you can say where you go.
But you're not paying for the tattoo.
What?
Yeah, they're not asking you to pay for their tattoo.
Well, don't.
And it's their body.
That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about.
And they can literally legally go get a tattoo.
The golden rule.
Do unto others?
No. Who has the fucking gold makes the rules. If I'm fucking...
Where the fuck that shit come from?
If I'm fucking paying for shit,
right.
I get to say. I have a say.
I pay for my car. For my own insurance.
No, hold on. Is that who you want to be? The miser? That's who you want to be? Seriously.
No, this is the world, bro. Don't,
no, it's no, not. He's saying in his household, it's a dictatorship, not a demise.
But is that who
household?
You want to be? You want to be Bruno?
So this is
not Bruno. What's that dude's name?
Hold on. Because there's a show on Netflix called Bruno. It's Bruno. I don't know if
anyone's seen
that shit.
It's the dictator. But he played in Bruno, too.
It's Bruno.
He was a gay guy in Bruno. He was a dictator. And I can't remember. All the good yes and no also means his name. Never mind. You have to see it. It's the guy from... Borat.
Oh.
You never saw The Dictator?
No.
Check out The Dictator. It's kind of funny, man.
Where he was faking like he was the guy. Or no?
No.
He's really a dictator. So since we're talking about kids and shit, right? If you could be a...
Nope. What we were really still... What were you at?
It was your thing. We weren't talking about kids. It was you said tattoos. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, but I'm saying since we're on the topic, we're talking about your kids, right? And you're talking about the household and all that shit, right?
Nope.
You know, and we're talking about the two snowflake, and we're talking about your daughter and things like that, right?
Nope, the two snowflakes.
I said when Snowflake was talking about her two adults, right? She was an adult then, 18, and your daughter's 21, right?
Those are two.
If you had an opportunity to be a kid again, right, which would do you think is better?
Hold kids on, wait a minute. We're talking about 2019 and things that...
Okay, because I'm looking at the rundown, right? And I'm like, this... When he starts producing...
Did you guys give your... What you think is...
Nope.
2019? Because you gave two.
That's right. I jumped ahead.
And
I'm
then
sorry.
There's a topic after that that he just fucking ran right through.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's cool. I appreciate.
I apologize.
No, it's fine.
My bad, J-Mac.
Trying to keep it moving, but
my bad.
You didn't give him a chance to say that they didn't have anything.
Go ahead, flunky.
I'm gonna let Snowflake go.
Go ahead.
Do you have something that's ridiculous that it still exists in 2019?
Yeah, snowbinding.
Mm.
weed. How the fuck is weed? These niggas,
dude,
like,
it's
just
it's not
weed.
Your turn.
Okay, go ahead. Cause let me just say, you motherfuckers getting high today. Shit is ridiculous now. It is fucking absolutely fucking ridiculous. Niggas can't even focus and shit nowadays. It's like, that's everything. Motherfuckers now. You get motherfuckers at work, they can't focus, so they go to the car and smoke weed.
Are you saying that in 2019 it's ridiculous that weed still exists?
I mean, it's not as, it's crazy how.
You do know it's about to be legalized across the entire country.
Hey, look, I think back in the day when my mom and them smoked weed, I think it might have been one kind of weed then.
Yeah, it's different back then.
Nigga, they got a grocery store full of that shit. Nigga, you go down to milk aisle,
so
nigga, you get milk weed, lactose.
Weed,
no sugar.
So then no alcohol.
Huh?
You take away weed, let's take
away
alcohol.
I'm just saying, but I mean, you got alcohol that's been
around.
They've been moonshining. They've been moonshining for.
Weed has, it's a plant.
Okay, come on. This
talk.
Yes, it is.
Listen.
They got lilies.
Jay Smooth, this is the thing, my nigga. This is what I want to break something down to you. You're trying to move the show along, but you're also slowing it the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Calm down.
And let us finish.
I am.
Because you talk.
You're about to start talking about weed.
That's not.
It was one thing
talk.
That's still prevalent about 2019.
Let her talk.
Calm down with that cowboy shirt on.
Because you're trying to,
all the niggas' shirts is cowboy
you
shirts.
You always trying to slow
ahead,
shit down.
Now you stopping Snowflake from talking. Snow Bunny, go ahead.
Y'all are silly, man.
They call me Snow Bunny.
Okay. Snowflake, go ahead.
I would say the new abortion.
Snow bunnies are cuter than snowflakes, though. Just saying.
Snowflake.
Can we vote? Who likes Snow Bunny better than Snowflake? Raise your hand if you like Snow Bunny better. That's unanimous.
They are so cute,
You don't have to be called that, but think about it. A little bunny. A little cute little bunny in the snow. Come on, that's adorable.
Those things are. Like, I mean, honestly, any snow animal is really.
No snow animals.
No. Leopards. Come on, bro. They're fucking.
Say snow. Snowflake. Snowflake. J-Mac got a lot of buttons on that shirt, don't it? Hey, come on.
So I would say
she's
something.
Hot. You can't say that. Cause it's going to make her start giggling. There are an incredible amount of buttons on that shirt. There's buttons on pockets. There's buttons on the sleeve. There's buttons on
buttons are not supposed to have pockets?
No.
Are pockets
that nigga say buttons ain't supposed to have pockets? When the nigga say buttons ain't supposed to have pockets?
I don't know, but there do seem to be an incredible amount of buttons.
Well, thank you.
On the arms up here, too. Like, there are buttons everywhere, nigga.
Yeah. Make sure he's covered. Hey, what you got, a sweater that connect to the sleeve?
It take that nigga 35 minutes. It take him 35 minutes to button all that shit up. He had to get up 2 hours earlier this morning.
Oh, hey, he just pulls it over his head now.
He don't even have buttons no more.
Hey, that's the nigga that's got a problem with his fine motor skills. You have to learn how to button.
I like how when it's a laughing frenzy, he's like, that was the time I'll just say anything. Everybody's already laughing, so that was the time. Fucking fine motor skills, and y'all laughed at that too.
I was like, still was laughing at my part.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's just stealing laughs at that point.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
2019. What is it ridiculous that still exists?
The new abortion laws that are back.
Are they back? Was that it before?
Yeah. So it used. I mean, we had before Roe versus Wade came in. It was illegal before. That's why they had like the backyard, like the hangers and shit.
Mm. Are you willing to talk about abortions?
No, I'm just saying. I think it's.
Oh,
ridiculous.
You're not really.
I mean, we can, but you'll get me. I'll get hot.
Have you had abortions before?
No.
Okay. So why are you hot then? You don't believe in abortions?
No, I believe in pro-choice.
But you've never had one?
I've never had one. Pro-choice does not mean I'm pro-abortion.
Because you never got caught out there or because you just don't agree with it?
So I've never.
Why you keep looking at him whenever I ask you questions?
Because he keeps moving his head awkwardly.
Would you suggest someone that you are close with to get an abortion if they wanted to?
No, I would never say like, hey, this is what you should do.
Okay, but you feel like it's still a woman's choice.
Yeah, I feel like it's a woman's choice. I don't feel like a man has the right to tell me that I can or cannot have an abortion. Now, I think there should be limits on it, right? Like, I don't think you can be 9 months pregnant and be like, hey, I want an abortion.
Well, you think it's murder at 9 months?
Yeah, so
when does it start being murder?
I would say 20.
There you go. Walking the down there. You better walk
the down. That's a valid question, right?
I guess.
You don't think so?
No, sure.
I don't get it. What's wrong?
No, there's nothing wrong. What are you talking
about?
Continue
like
you
walking down that path like you walked us down that time.
I don't know what
go ahead, Snowflake. When is it?
So, 26 weeks.
damn. So at 26 weeks, so 25 weeks and 6 days, fuck it. 25 weeks and 7
How
days.
How many fucking weeks are there?
I don't know.
52, 50-something, right?
50 40 years.
36, 40, 36 like to 40 weeks.
That that's 40? More than half. That's 40. More than half the weeks.
36 to 40 weeks. 40 she's full of shit. Full term.
Yeah. She's full of shit?
She's full of shit.
You're saying that that's, she's full of shit. She don't believe that or that's
That's full murder. Of shit. That's fucking way beyond murder. You could fucking been killing.
Yeah, you.
But that's 5 months.
You killed a little dude. That's a little 6 person. Months.
Yeah. You've been killing. So 6 months. Way before that.
6 months is, you're saying that this murder at 26 weeks.
So I'm saying that it definitely, there should be a limit on it, but I don't think it should be as easy as 6 weeks, 8 weeks. A lot of women don't even know then. And also like the whole.
Get your life together. Like, what the fuck? What do you got going on and you don't know you're pregnant?
So some women still have periods when they're pregnant.
Yeah, there's something else. You still know something's different. I don't give a fuck. You can't tell me you got a new life growing and you don't know. Get the fuck out of here after 2 months.
Because I had crabs one time and I knew there was something.
Come on, man. Listen, man.
So, but that's the thing. A lot of the symptoms are similar to periods. The cramping, we go through that every month. I've never been pregnant. I don't know what it feels like. I can't tell you yes or no. This is what it's going to feel like because I've never been through it.
When you do...
But what I know is when they say 6 weeks because there's a heartbeat, there's no heart.
Start feeling a little
It's
nauseous.
Electricity. Also, when there's electricity running through. It's not an actual heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Look into it.
But
then
hold
also
up,
there's
though.
No brain. So when somebody dies, right?
Yep.
If their heart stops, you don't claim them dead then, right? No, you try to restart the heart. Somebody's not dead until their brain dead.
No, I think
there's
that's
not
the
even a brain
way.
That.
I think it's the opposite.
It's not.
Because I've seen brain dead people alive, kept alive, not fucking heart dead people. I've never seen someone alive without a working heart. I'm from the medical field. I've never seen that
I'm
shit.
From the medical field.
Today. I think I said today I'm from the medical
Jay field. Jay Smooth said if his dick's not working, he's dead. So he's on life support.
Maybe that's where his heart is.
Hashtag facts. Maybe.
So do you guys believe in pro-life?
No.
I believe in fucking just make whatever choice you say, whatever you want, that's up to you fucking.
I believe in pro-choice, but I also believe that it's murder, 100%, all day, from the beginning.
It's so murder when a bitch is swallowed.
When you said electricity, so that's energy. So that's a force. That's some sort of a force that's fucking being extinguished. So
but I'm saying you can't, don't say there's a, like, don't be like, oh, it's a heartbeat.
Well, I never said it's a heartbeat. I just said that if you don't do anything, it's going to be a baby. If you did nothing.
If you don't kill this, whatever you want
to
call it.
If you don't do something to stop it, it's going to be a baby.
Right. Let's be clear. If you don't murder whatever that is.
That's what
I call
it.
That's got that electric whatever. If you don't kill that shit.
That Tesla power.
It's going to turn into a baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what it's called murder. You're killing it.
You pro-life?
No, I'm pro- Have you been listening to anything?
Let me ask you this. If you kill a caterpillar, did you kill a butterfly?
No, I just killed a caterpillar.
The potential. Mm. Yeah, it's a butterfly.
If you killed all fucking caterpillars, there would be no more butterflies.
Yep,
none.
Agreeing.
But I didn't kill the butterfly.
So where
I killed
the fuck
caterpillar.
They go? Where'd they go then? What happened to all the butterflies then?
It wouldn't be a butterfly before. Okay.
If you kill all the fucking caterpillars in the world, and then there's no more butterflies, you really going to sit around and say you didn't kill the butterflies? And the reason why the butterflies are gone is not because of you?
If
because
I step
you never
on
killed
a caterpillar,
butterfly.
I'm not going to say I stepped on a butterfly.
But you killed a butterfly. You killed whatever that... So
he just hadn't made it to that point. He hadn't made it to the 26 and 7 day point where it was in a cocoon for
so
a butterfly.
So what he's saying basically is the baby is a caterpillar.
I get what he's saying.
Okay. You would wipe... So again...
The fetus,
if,
I mean, is
if
the caterpillar.
If you killed all caterpillars... Butterflies.
So then every time I have my period and an egg drops,
nope, yeah. Because
then
it's, no.
You're a murderer.
Then I'm miscarrying a baby.
Because it's not connected that's to different. Anything. That's
not,
nothing.
It's not
that's
having different. Fertilizer.
Because if that egg, you just let that egg sit
on
forever.
If you just let it sit on the ground.
Or
it
in your ovaries forever. That egg is not going to change into anything else but that egg.
That's equivalent to swallowing sperm and spitting it out. Same thing. It ain't connected to nothing yet.
True.
Laugh at that.
Same thing.
He's joking right now.
That was a joke.
That's
sorry,
a joke.
No, it wasn't. No, that wasn't a joke. I'm saying it's equivalent to that.
Oh, now you don't think it's funny? That's funny.
No, I didn't
think that
so the
was
egg,
funny.
No. The egg wasn't it fertilized wasn't. Yet. So therefore, the sperm cell by itself, if I nut it on this table, it's not going to turn into a baby if we don't do anything.
Even if it just sits in my body, it's not going to turn.
My point on this was that the whole legal system is trying to say that you're killing the living, but it's not.
You are. Again, if you kill all the freaking caterpillars, there would be no more butterflies. And then someone comes up to you and say, what happened to the butterflies? Maybe are you going to say evolved. Nothing?
Maybe they evolved maybe to no longer evolved. Turn into butterflies.
Or maybe they didn't have the chance to fucking turn but, into a butterfly before you fucking whacked them.
We're beating her up. That's not even what our point was.
I know.
We're talking about 2019, and she's saying that being around again is ridiculous. I agree, though. That conversation is ridiculous to have in 2019. We were supposed to be past that.
Yeah.
What about you? You got
fucking,
something?
I got a couple things.
Like what?
Since she brought that up. In 2019, I can't believe people fucking believe in rights. Like they have them until they don't, right? It's like, you know, and this is what's happening.
Like women, your kid in the house
women
with tattoos.
Women run around, I got the right to do whatever I want to do. Yeah, sure, until they tell you don't.
Right.
And now what rights you got?
Right.
You got the right to be mad. That's what the fucking rights you got. Okay. The other, 2019, how are the Kardashians still a thing? Like, they still are making new episodes. We're not talking about reruns. We're talking about new episodes of these people.
Yeah, they figured it out.
Entertainment.
Yeah, is it? You still watch that, Jason?
I watch it sometimes.
They figured it out, man.
I don't know. I can't believe it. I don't think I've ever watched it, like, really. Like,
me either.
I've seen probably maybe an episode, but it's just...
When we were in the Dominican Republic, the TV didn't have, but it only had a few English-speaking stations. So one of the stations was whatever channel Kardashians come on. And so they were like showing marathons. And sadly, me and Kit both caught ourselves paying attention, looking like, that's odd that they would say that. And it is. It's shock value. It's odd. It's dramatic. It just, you know what I'm saying? They're going to find something that's going to make you go, what? Or, you know, they're going to, they figured it out.
They did, because yesterday, Mo, you know, had the whole reality thing first.
Who was that?
The one she used to apprentice for. She used to be assistant for.
Who?
Hilton. Paris.
What? That shit? Who assistant? What are you talking about?
She, Kardashian was her assistant.
Which one?
Paris.
No, which Kardashian?
Kim.
It wasn't her assistant. She.
It was what?
Kim Kardashian worked for Paris Hilton?
Kim Kardashian.
For real?
Kim Kardashian, when she got, how she got into Hollywood, obviously her dad knowing people, but she came in and she went in and organized people's closets.
What?
That's how she met all of them. Like, she would go in.
So it wasn't sucking Ray J's dick?
Well, that's put her on.
Yeah,
right.
So... But
she was already kind of Instagram famous because...
She was
because,
already what? In. Yeah, she was already in
for
hanging
being
out.
For her booty.
Because then when it was... When she first got spotted was when she came out with Paris Hilton and everybody was like, oh, who's this chick with Paris?
I know
right, the Mexican chick with the big booty, and then she fucking...
Mexican?
Well, that's what everybody thought. She's Latino.
Looked she looked...
Wow, okay. So she was... Designing closets. That's the job?
She would go in and to like wow. and like reorganize their closets.
And then what was the dude from USC?
UFC?
USC.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush. That he put her on the map, right? Because that was like, you know, she's dating someone famous and he's and then from it went from famous dude to famous dude. What's the fucking
Chris Humphries.
She married that motherfucker. Right. And then, but Ray J was the first. Ray J put her on because Ray J was famous at that time.
Right.
And you made a sex tape, but so did Paris. What I'm saying is that this is her. Paris had a blueprint first.
Right.
It just didn't stick.
Because no one gave a fuck.
Paris had a sex tape, but she was
other
trash.
Family shows first too, like the Ozzy Osbourne's family.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's the one you
but
watched?
Ozzy,
all the time?
But hold up though, Ozzy Osbourne was fucking part of a fucking world famous group.
Right.
So for him to have a reality show.
Yeah, but his wife was a star though.
But he and his whole family though, you know, his interactions.
Why does it sound like the Munsters or something?
But that's kind of who they were, right? Right. I think that's kind of the deal.
He fried his brain.
Right.
And you think, okay, well, we know Ozzy. We've known Ozzy from when he bit a fucking bat's head off. When he
allegedly. Did he really do all that?
When he fucking threw a puppy in. I don't know.
Did he do all that? I think that was all myth. I don't think he really did that. Yeah. That's illegal.
Is it?
Yes, you can't bite a pigeon's head off.
It was a bat.
You can't bite a bat's
head. He did it.
I don't believe it. So you're telling me.
It was also a different time. I mean, was
you're
it,
telling
guess,
me it's legal? It's legal. Look, Jason, looked it up. Did Ozzy Osbourne really bite a bat's head off?
He did.
He's going to look it up. He's going to look it up. So, but she was a star of that show. But there was something, the Chrisleys or something that Jason Move watches.
Chrisley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
he's gay.
Yeah, that's what they say on the shit. My daughter watches that shit all the time.
Here we go.
My daughter watches it all the time. I don't know if the man is fucking gay. I don't know. But
of course
he seems like
know.
He seemed like he is to me, the way he sounds and
he
shit like that.
Normal to
his
you,
mannerisms
right?
and shit like that. He seemed like it to me. But
seems like a normal
my
guy.
My daughter likes
he's just like
the
you.
My daughter likes
is he
the
your
show.
Type?
What?
He doesn't like it when you talk gay stuff to him.
He only allows us to do that. He doesn't like outsiders doing that.
Do y'all want to try this singing thing again, man?
Fuck yeah.
God damn it. Jay Smooth, could you put some headphones on, please, sir?
Yes, sir.
None of us are good at this.
I am.
I am. They like
you barely. You barely. You lucky. You tied me. Yeah. You won't be so lucky this time.
No, I'm not good at this.
But you were good enough to get a tie, so that you should take.
All right.
Yep.
Tony.
It never rains in Southern California. It never rains. It never rains in Southern California. Is that not enough?
That's cool, man. Can you give me something that's not?
All right.
I mean, that. What's about the verse?
It feels good. Yeah.
I don't need you to give me so many, man. You were good on the first one. I just wish you would give me something besides the like obvious part.
I just want to be clear. Gotcha.
You're clear. But I would know the verse. I would know the verse.
Ooh, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Who'd you say?
Run DMC.
Here we go. I got this one. Should I go tricky? No, I don't want to go tricky. I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me Sire. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
I like okay. to commit. I like to commit it. In Vogue.
Oh. When I had the do 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 hold on to your love.
I just wish everybody could see how committed he
hold
is.
Hold on to your love. Hold on.
Okay, that's good. Love. You didn't know it. You know most of those words, and you got the dog barking.
You got
barking.
Me low.
Okay. All right. Milli Vanilli.
Oh, that's not Milli Vanilli. I wanted to say Blame It on the Rain, but that's not him. That's that other dude. One hit wonder ass name. I'm going to have to come back to that.
Okay. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, shit. Oh. What's my fucking Red Hot Chili Pepper fucking song I fucking love? What's that song? Hold on. Oh, Under the Bridge, what the fuck?
Okay.
Damn it.
Milli Vanilli. Nothing?
I'm just going to throw this out even though I know it's not. Blame It on the Rain. That's it.
What's that? Can you give me some more words?
That's Blame It on the Rain.
Can you give me some more words?
Though? That's all he's got.
Is that their song?
Can you give me some more words?
Did I win?
You got to tell me some more song. I don't recognize that.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Everybody knows that song, dude.
Sing it then. If everybody knows it.
Just did, bro.
Sing the other words. Give me more, man. Come on, man.
That fucking Milli Vanilli song there at the hotel.
So you're abandoning that one?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Red Hot Chili Peppers? No?
That fucking song, too. And as soon as you get Jay, I'm going to know it.
All right, Jay Smo. You're cheating, Jamie Mac.
Why?
Because you're looking up now.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. Ready, Jay Smo?
Mm-hmm.
Tony.
Tony?
Yes. He always says it again, like he's trying to figure it out. You know what I said.
Tony has done it again. Feels good. Yeah. It feels good.
That's actually better than Jimmy Mac's version.
It feels good.
That's actually better than yours.
Yeah. I didn't do that one.
You did?
No.
That was the second one I did. Yeah. I gave you more songs. My first song was not that.
Okay. Yeah, that other song, but, Cry song.
Okay. All right. That's good enough. Run DMC.
Rap. All I know is old stuff.
Hold on. It's like that, y'all. And that's the way it is.
All right. In Vogue.
That was a fucking real easy, all right.
Hold on to your love. You got to hold on, hold on.
All right. Millie Vanilli.
Oh, Millie Vanilli, I'm fake ass singers. Millie Vanilli. Come back to them. I know.
Okay. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, fuck. I don't even know that shit. I can't remember that shit anymore.
Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli had that one guy. What's that goddamn hot ass on there?
Hot?
It was.
No. Hold on. Stop, because she has to go. So don't give it away.
I won't know Millie Vanilli.
Okay.
Millie Vanilli. Fuck. Oh.
That's it. Millie Vanilli, Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's all that's left. So. Millie Vanilli. You done?
Shit.
Okay, he's done. All right, so.
I know. Damn it.
So here we go. Chance to steal. So.
Yep, no.
Tony?
No.
None?
Tony?
Run DMC, no.
You, like, literally just.
In Vogue, no. Millie Vanilli, no.
Such a millennial.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, no.
Is that, does it hit, like, the four-poster bed one? Is that who sings?
Four-poster bed one?
Mm-hmm. Is that Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I have no idea.
But a four-post bed is the shit.
I've never heard that song.
You know what a four-post bed is.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anchors.
Better to tie you up with, my dear.
Has anchoring spots.
All right, so Tony, both you guys got that. You both did Feels Good.
I did not. I did Southern California, remember?
Yeah, but that sucked. You did Feels Good better. Run DMC, you did...
King of Rock.
King of Rock, you did Tricky, right? No.
He didn't even know what he did.
And that's the way it is.
And that's like that. Tricky.
And In Vogue, you both did the same, so hold on. Yeah. That beginning part was fucking phenomenally awful. Phenomenally awful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you didn't get any of the words right.
That's right, though.
But what's crazy is you said something and then repeated it, like the background singers.
Yeah.
But you didn't even say the first thing right.
Yeah.
So you said both things wrong. You actually echoed the wrong thing.
Well, the background singers aren't allowed to fucking upstage the major.
But when I had you, you're like,
You gotta commit. If you're a backup, if she says something, you just gotta go with it. You can't upstage her.
My dear, stand around with my head hanging down, and I wonder.
Ain't that them?
That's them. Thank you for
committing.
Wonder.
Yeah, you both got
you.
You both got that. So Tony, you both got. Run DMC, you both got. In Vogue, you both got. Millie Vanilli. Jamie Mac abandoned his answer. It was the right one.
I did.
Blame it on the rain.
I said that.
You abandoned it.
No, I didn't. Because you tried to say I needed more.
Did he abandon it?
No.
I asked him.
No, because you said I needed more. And you gave him fucking on that
I said,
it's like that.
Stand by.
And that's the way.
Stand by.
Fucking two words.
Stand by.
I get that.
Snowflake. I asked him, are you abandoning that? He said, yeah. He was trying to think of another song.
You tried to bait me into that. You baited me into that answer.
I just asked you to commit.
But that's
correct. You did not commit.
But I said that.
Hey, white judges, that would they speak, that this facts.
So
hey,
you abandoned Millie Vanilli. Sing it now, though.
Point.
No, you... Singing it.
I got that one. Blame it on the rain.
That was falling.
It ain't.
Blame it on the rain.
And then, girl, you know it's true.
Yeah, that was the other one.
Ooh, 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 I love you.
All right, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I couldn't get that one. What was the famous song?
Under the Bridge was one of their more popular songs.
Right.
I don't really want to feel like I did that day. Yeah. Take me to the place I love.
Right, yeah. That's my shit.
Yeah, but you didn't get it. So y'all
take
tied.
Take me to the place I love.
And you know what happens when you tie Jay Smooth, right?
Just the
That means you
day.
Lose.
I won.
You lost.
I had fucking Millie.
No, you didn't.
I'm taking my trophy and running. I'm fucking taking my trophy and running out the fucking building.
You abandoned
catch
shit,
catch me.
Brother.
I won.
What else we got?
I think that was it. Where were we at?
About an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay, I can fit this in because I wanted, before we talk about fucking being what you would do if you kid, fuck that shit. I just want to know.
What?
Because I had a conversation with my daughter about this shit
and
my wife, and everybody's always wrong. They think you could be born gay. I think that's totally ridiculous. I think that makes no sense in the world. You can't be born with a sexual preference. Get the fuck out of here. No one's like that. When you're a baby, it's not in your DNA, I want to fuck a certain way, right? It got real deep because as I started to unpack this shit, it was like, So I'm not going to get to the unpacking yet because that's too, we may not, that may be for another day. But do you think that you could be fucking born gay? Do you think that makes any sense?
I think so. I don't know though.
Really?
Yeah. I think
I
so.
I agree.
You guys are all weird. I said, this is what I said. I said this because we were talking about fucking Mike, Magic's fucking, we were talking about EJ, right?
EJ, right.
And I said, to be honest.
Super gay.
But I bet.
If there were a Superman of gay people, it would be him.
But
he's like 6'8".
I feel like if he wasn't.
Gay as fuck.
Magic's son.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't be gay.
Why?
Because I just feel like being Magic's son probably made it easier for him to be gay than Magic's son hetero.
Okay, so we're really going to get into this. I feel like sexual preference is not instinctual.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I think it is learned behavior. However, I think that there may be some receptors that fire differently in people that are gay than people who are heterosexual.
And that's a lot of people.
And I don't think you choose that.
That's a lot of people that are gay, man. So you're saying all those receptors in those people?
But not everybody.
This is what.
So not everybody, then who?
I think there's some people who are gay because it's cool.
Yeah.
Or it's trendy, or it's the people that are around are, or.
Or they were drunk in 19.
Doesn't make you gay.
No, it totally does.
No,
you're definitely bisexual.
Yeah, bisexual, yeah. You're bi.
It's a combination of, I was trying to make my point before B said so y'all don't think
You copy me.
So I think it's a combination of both, J Mac. There are some individuals out there though who are born gay, but the agenda today, right, is being pushed on you more so now, and they make it seem like at once upon a time back in the day, right, it was one of those things that you really didn't talk about being gay, right, if that's what you were. Right, or if you was feeling that way or whatnot. Today, it's just like it's out in the open. It's on TV. It's on social media. It's out there now. And they just make it okay. They let you know it's okay to come out. If this is what you're feeling, one, it's okay, one, to be who you are. But then two, it's like a fad now. Mostly with women now. With the women.
Really?
With the women now. It's mostly like women? It's like, I'm saying, with the fad of women being bi-curious or gay or whatnot. That's one of the things. That's like the coolest shit. So a lot of the younger generation or just women nowadays,
heterosexual men.
They're coming to experience. They're experiencing that, but it don't always have to be heterosexual men. So it's
yeah, it does. So the whole gay woman thing. That's totally guys.
No, but what I'm saying is you have.
I don't think it's gay.
So the thing about this is right here. Right, be honest. The thing is that. You have situations where you have that where men say, I want two women. I want to experience that. But you also have a situation. What about the situation where the women feel like that they've been treated so fucked up that now they don't want to date men anymore. They want to do that.
Or you're 19 and no guy forced those three women to have
and you just decide. You
sexual
blame it,
relations.
You blame it on, you blame that it on
any,
drunk.
That wasn't any man's fantasy. Was there a man present?
No.
Did any man get the video of it or something?
But then.
That's funny that you said that.
Right. Come on, man. Shit folds on top of itself, Inception style.
I haven't lied about a single thing on the show.
I didn't say you did. What are you talking about?
But you're talking about that male, you know, so what male fantasy forced you guys into that situation?
No male fantasy forced us into that. What I'm saying with him saying, like, it's mostly women fantasizing.
It was mostly women in that room.
So what I'm saying is,
it was
you
mostly women in that room.
So what I'm what I say is, when it says like it's a fad and it's like cool to do it. Like you hear more of the women, like, and I don't hear guys that say, oh, you know what? I want to see what it's like to get a dick in my ass. They're not doing that. The women are more so.
Jamie Mac, did you see how uncomfortable it was?
It's like
he was trying to decide should he say it.
The women are like, it's like women, right? You ask women today, right? Some women say, well, I let a bitch eat me out, but I ain't eat no pussy.
I never heard anybody say that. Most women don't give a fuck. Most women have somebody they'll be gay for, too.
All of them have somebody.
Even if they're straight.
Even if they're straight, they all have a gay for a woman.
This is true.
Yeah. So it's more of that. It's like I said, Jim.
I disagree with what you're saying.
It's a comment. It's fine. Yeah, we can agree to disagree, right? So it's fine. I got my opinion.
I don't want to agree to disagree. I just want to disagree and be mad.
That's fine. So Jim, it's so crazy because it's a combination, and that's a combination of you know what I'm saying. Both. There are people out there that are born with it, and that the trend today, right? Yeah. But it was once upon a time that was like one of the biggest things people didn't know.
Help me out, J Smooth. born with it. Because I said that they're, I don't know necessarily born with it, but it's all learned. However, there are certain receptors or something that fires.
Something is off. And goddamn Empire.
I don't know about off. That's
so in Empire, when that little motherfucker was little different? And he wanted to put his mama's shoes on and walk around, he put that little nigga in the trash can.
That's
you
learned,
know what I'm saying?
To me, that's learned.
Right. So
he saw his mom doing
he saw
that,
he thought his mom was really pretty in those shoes, and how much power she commanded over people when she put her heels on. He might just wanted to be part of that power.
Kids mimic what they see. Right. Like, no matter what you do, like, if
fuck that. I watch my mama put her clothes on all the time, and not one time do I ever want to put panties on and put a fucking
maybe
bra
she, maybe
on.
She
you
didn't
watch
wear
your mama
well.
Put her
maybe she
on?
Maybe she didn't command the room when she put on her clothes. You
well,
know what I'm saying?
Well, I
like,
don't know.
No, I'm saying, like, imagine if you
my dad commanded room, so I watched that nigga walk around in drawers. I walk around in drawers.
Imagine if your mother was a stripper, right? And you saw a video of her doing like these crazy acrobatics, and all the men in the audience were like, oh, they're all just smitten, and like, you know, they can't, their breath was taken away. You would see that as power. You would see that as, wow, my mom is like special. She's doing her thing. And some people, not all, but some people would feel like, man, I wish I could command a room that way. The only way I know how to do it is to get on there and do some acrobatics and put on this little titty top. So you start putting on titty tops because it's like, I want the power. The power is more important than the titty top.
And for me, as far as, you know, you're talking about the power and all that other shit, it's like, maybe if you have, you know, a hormonal imbalance, right? You're fucking born with super high testosterone levels or super high estrogen levels. So therefore, you are more inclined to be more masculine or more feminine.
Jamie,
right?
Mac, this is about yours is about to fall down on itself too.
I probably will.
Because
I'm just saying. Because I don't believe it at all. But I'm just saying, okay, if there is any sort of born with, it's got to be some sort
why
of.
Why do you like women? Why are you attracted to women? You can't because explain it.
No,
you can't explain it.
But at the same time, that's why I said when we start unpacking this, that's when it gets fucking deep. Because who's to say
in the beginning
if you weren't born into a fucking society where
heterosexual sex was possible?
Well, no, where it wasn't the norm. That I mean, it's hard because, again, I think heterosexual sex is needed for procreation. So if you procreated differently, so if women and women could procreate and men can men could procreate and you grew up in a world where that was normal,
right?
You wouldn't probably feel, I probably wouldn't maybe feel the way I feel right now. But I didn't grow up in that world. So, again, I think, yes,
you,
I feel...
But you still can't tell me why you're attracted to women.
No, I just always have been.
Always have been.
As far as I can remember.
So always have what, been.
As far as I can remember.
Always have been.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't at the point where you made a choice.
Not that I can remember.
So, always.
But everybody... But see, this is the thing, though, too. I grew up around guys who always were. But if I grew up...
That's not
bullshit.
The point. That's
I
not the
bet
point.
You, I bet you no. I don't bullshit. If you grew up in a fag community, right?
A who?
A fag community.
A who community?
I can say fag.
No, I didn't hear what you were saying.
Fag.
I thought you were saying fag.
So you're saying right. Like if,
so no. If you have a little... Fag. Like say like little fucking Mowgli, right? He fucking... He's adopted by this fucking commune of gay people. I'm telling you right now, little Mowgli's gonna grow up a gay boy.
That's if not he, always true.
I don't know.
So you're saying that gay parents always raise gay children?
If all you know is gay, you're going to be gay.
No, I
disagree with that.
So you're then telling me then that.
Here's my thing, J-Mac. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. And I think that he probably would have more chance.
Of course he did.
Hold on.
Just like heterosexual people have more chance.
I'm going to agree with you, but then I'm going to disagree with you.
Some of them end up being gay.
I think he probably has a good chance of fucking a dude or being fucked by a dude.
Sure.
However, I don't know that necessarily he's going to enjoy it and want to stay gay.
Because he's just doing from what he saw.
Right, he's only doing what he saw. So just like Jay Smooth may or may not have put on those his mom's underwear. We don't know if he did or not. He said he didn't.
Nah.
He could have.
Here's the thing. We've already talked about, Jay Smooth, you can 100% agree that homosexual sex feels good.
What?
Here's your problem, Jimmy Mac.
Right?
Here's your problem.
That's not right, nigga.
You say homosexual sex.
I don't know what the fuck homosexual sex
feels
like. It feels
just like regular
nigga.
Sex.
I don't know.
I would never experience that because they don't like it.
You know,
right?
Gay guys nut. All right,
y'all getting off
dick.
Topic, right? Y'all getting off
gay
the
guys nut with their dick, just like heterosexual.
Okay, y'all getting off the topic. Come on.
It's not off the topic. Here's the problem, Jimmy Mac.
My point is that.
No, here's your problem.
So how are you saying it's not going to.
I'm gonna happen. Say, I'm about to solve this all right all now. Right, you know what, it takes a minute.
Let's do it.
Here's your problem is you don't believe that there's such thing as a bisexual male. And oh. because of that, your theory is gonna kill itself. Nobody has to even fight it. For instance, Snowflake, if a guy has had gay sex before, are you willing to deal with him at all?
No.
Okay. So that's the basis of the problem that you're having with this whole argument. Because just like how she just crushed that shit, and that just further intensified your feeling and your belief that a person who's bisexual, if they're a man, is really gay. So what I'm saying is that little boy grows up in that gay household, and he probably does try sex with a man, not because he's gay, but because that's all he knows. But then once he recognizes, you know, I'm not really into this, just like some gay people have sex with women for years, and they're like, I mean, I like sex, it feels good, but there's just like something I'm missing. So
I've heard chicks say
no,
that.
No, I know you've heard chicks say that.
I was speaking his language. That's what it was. I was speaking his language.
So, do you see the head nod?
I did.
The head nod. He was like, mm-hmm.
I did. But look though, but you hear what I'm saying? So there are people who are gay who have heterosexual sex for many years and then recognize at some point.
How many? Like 40 something?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially
they're denying it. They're trying whatever they can to say, that's not right, whether it's for religious reasons or persecution from friends or, you know, just the fact that you lose all your friends. You would never be able to.
That's not true. You're not gonna lose all your friends. We've already told Jay Smooth. Okay, honestly. Jay Smooth tells you he likes dick. Comes out in bed, dead ass tells you, you're not gonna stop being his friend.
I wouldn't, but that's because I'm progressive.
And neither would I. I mean, I don't think he would lose any friends.
But that's now, but back in the day when you're talking about people who have been hiding it for 30, 40, 50 years, they couldn't come out back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, but
it was different.
My point is that I don't think the choice is made as much later in life as it is somewhere before all that. The reason why you like women and the reason why you were able to realize and do it is because what you saw around you supported that. But you could have equally been born in a gay household and tried a dick or two and then came to the realization that, you know, I really don't like dick. I don't like man breath.
I don't know, man.
I mean, after I had that threesome, I realized, yeah, no, I don't want to do that again.
Ever?
Yeah.
Is it the threesome part or just the woman part?
The woman part.
What about it?
It wasn't my thing.
Did you not come?
That's what I'm just about to say.
You did, didn't you?
It's just not, I don't know.
See, how do you not know?
Have you never come in your life?
Out?
Wait a minute. Have you ever had an orgasm?
Yes.
Why do you say it like you didn't know then?
I don't know because I don't remember.
She's like, put this shit in the back recesses of her mind.
No, I was just really
So
drunk.
How do you know you didn't like it?
Because I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh.
You were just hungover.
No, she's feeling some kind of way, right?
She was hungover.
Did the other girls like it, do you think?
No, none of us are gay.
That's not what I asked. I said, did any of you like it?
Hold up. You can't unwind something. Like, right. Once you're something, you can start being something else, but that's still part of you, too.
Yeah, it's part of it. It's part of your story.
Yeah, that's
I know it's a part of my story. I'm not saying it's not a part of my story.
Yeah, but you said you're heterosexual. Yeah.
I am.
No. No.
Okay, cheater totter. I want to be in a relationship with a man.
Okay. So you'll fuck girls though. Right. I get it. So that's
right.
It's like
one night stand them hoes.
I did not say that.
So kinda. You kinda did.
I did
actually
not.
Speak louder than words.
You did a little bit. You kinda said that.
You've had one night stand with girls, right?
It was one time.
But it was one night stand, right?
Right.
So that's the key word is one, right?
One.
It was at night. Was it at night or daytime?
It was at night.
Okay, so it was one time. It was at night.
One homo.
Right.
Same.
It was one night stand. And so with women. So you have one night stands with and relationships with men. So it was like Beyonce said. I don't know why you're fighting it. She's like, oh, well, I swear I want to say it, but the facts are. You had a one-night stand. Yeah. It's like Jay Smooth don't like to say he had a threesome with a man.
But it wasn't a one-night stand because they were my friends.
But you didn't you didn't have the one-night stand stuff again. That was the one night.
But I always thought like a one-night stand was like you went home. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Do you consider yourself the aggressor in this threesome?
No.
So hold on. How do you know? Let's start. Come on, be honest. Let's work this together. Because just a minute ago, she didn't know shit about
that.
She can't
remember.
She's coming remember back. Shit, but she knows she wasn't aggressor. Next question, be honest.
Something like turning
we're
going
to get to the bottom of this shit.
so long ago.
She doesn't know whether she had an orgasm.
Right.
I think that even drunk, I would know whether I had an orgasm. Of course you did. How drunk? What were y'all doing?
Do you remember what she? She didn't remember the drink either.
No, stop. See, you
she said that earlier.
You don't remember anything you drank that night? Where were you guys at? A bar? Or where were you?
No, we were at my friend April's house.
And y'all were just drinking at your friend's April's house. And you just kept drinking. And then, so you know what we should do? Bump pussies.
Holy shit, she ate April's pussy.
you know April?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Did you go? What? You're quite sure you probably did, right?
No, yeah. She says she did something. She knows. She don't know if it's April's or whose.
Why do you look confused right now? Like you're going back there. And
she's searching her brain.
Right. Like she's fucked up right now. So fucked up right now. Like
April, who was the other one's name? What was the other one? Since we know. It's like,
A white girl named Mackenzie.
Michelle.
Close.
Michelle and April.
Whose pussy was better?
You guys.
See, that's a valid question.
That's a valid question.
No.
If you had to pick, which friend would you do
with? Neither.
If you had to do it with one of them again, which one would you do with it?
Oh, April.
She's hot still?
Yeah.
That was a quick answer. Do you know that?
Quick. Like it went from zero to hell yeah.
How much convincing would it take for April to get you in a sack?
A lot.
Why?
Because I just don't want to do that again.
No. Yeah, right? Okay. How much convincing with some drinks?
But you wanted to then, though, right?
From that quick answer, yeah. That was fucking Family Feud award winning. Like if she had to hit the buzzer
right
after you answer the question, we're going back.
Right.
So we're bringing that answer back to the family. Yeah.
Did you guys talk about it afterwards?
No.
No, they were
never
all
spoke about it. So this is not adding up.
I mean if I
Snowflake, this is not adding up. You know it's not adding up, right?
It's totally adding up.
It's not. Like these numbers are so
you guys have never been white girl wasted.
Huh.
Still not adding up. I have blacked out before a couple of times, but I remember the details going. I remember everything up to the blackout point. Now, if you're still licking, sucking, eating, whatever, you know some of that stuff. Like you're acting like it's foggy. It wasn't that foggy.
So it was. Like there's like, haven't you ever been where like you just remember like flashes. Moments? Yeah.
Give me
what
a moment.
What did
a
pussy taste like?
Give me one of the last moments.
Some moments when they pop up then, and if you didn't remember the last time having a pussy in your mouth and you wake up, like you have a remembrance moment and either someone's
like,
eating your
was
pussy.
Was everybody wet or was like some of y'all not really into it?
That's a valid question. Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. So do you
what
want to
remember
the pussy
what
taste
I remember
like?
About my threesome was that the person, the girl that was with me, the girl who I was in a relationship with, her pussy had never been that wet before. It was it was incredibly wet. I was like, damn.
Like gosh, damn, huh? Like, this is aqua. What she do?
Aquafina.
What did she do with this?
And I think I've been drinking that night or something, too, but I remember that because that was something that just stood out in my mind. So I'm wondering, like, were y'all into it? Was it, like, passionate? Or was it like, then first I do this, and then I do this, you know? Or were y'all like really like going for it?
They're fucking lying. White girl wasted. They're fucking all over each other.
Like
they're
animals.
Fucking all over
like
each
fucking
other.
Animals. Like
they're fucking all over each other.
You couldn't even tell whose arm
sweat
was.
This shit. Their hair was all fucking stringy and wet and shit when it was all done.
I know the cops showed up.
Holy shit! What the fuck? Did the cops show up for? How? What? No. When you were fucking to where the in without a dick. Involved where the cops show up, you're doing work.
They're somebody's getting punched.
So you're putting in work.
Was there any fisting?
No.
What did the cops show up for? I would like to know this story.
She's so sure about these answers.
Right.
But when they're no.
That's how you
when
know.
The answers are no, she's so sure about it.
No, exactly.
But when the answers are yes, like, I don't remember.
It's kind of gray, fuzzy about that.
So here's the thing. If she says no,
you know that's a definite yes that she just
no, no, none of that. It's just that when she says no, it's a definite no. Anything else is probably a yes.
So
why the cops show up?
Yeah.
Noise.
What's the difference?
What noises? What the noises were going on? Is it an apartment?
No, it's a house.
Wow. So you don't even have the neighbors are not even like right there.
Wow.
Like,
to get the cops called you in a house.
Yeah.
We'd have to be doing some crazy shit here for my neighbors to first of all hear through my walls and their walls.
So did all y'all go to the door?
Did you get arrested?
No.
So y'all went to the door naked.
They don't arrest people.
What did
that?
The cops say?
Can I come
said
in?
That the neighbor called in saying that there's a ton of noise.
A ton of noise. That's such a white thing to say. There's a ton of noise.
Right. He didn't want to be
specific. How much did it weigh?
Right.
A ton.
He didn't want to be specific. A lot of moaning and
power drill.
So let me explain something. Let me explain something to you. Let me explain something that just happened, right? We've crossed the threshold.
Yes.
Now these details are pretty specific because at the end middle.
She got that part. She got the cops.
Right.
That shit make you sober.
Everybody sobered up and came back. So at this point now, did you stop? I don't think you stopped.
Yes.
That was the end of it when the cops shut the party
down?
And
y'all are immediately sober, right?
The cops shut the party down?
So what'd y'all do at the rest of the night?
Hold up. Marlon, I just watched this thing on Marlon. Marlon got a sitcom, right? He's got this thing. Triple Troop. You got to ask him three times. So wait. So did the cops shut the party down?
So the reason why the cops got called uh-huh. is because April had a boyfriend.
Uh-huh. And he was knocking on the door?
Yeah, and he was trying to come in.
No shit. There are a lot of details here. And she didn't remember.
But she's remembering backwards, right?
Right.
She's got, okay, so now, how long do you remember him knocking?
What the fuck was April into?
Wait a minute.
And her boyfriend is trying to bust through the door.
Check this out. How long did you know he was out there?
Right.
And you didn't stop?
Y'all didn't stop.
I'm not sure about that answer.
But how do you know he was outside? He was knocking really hard?
Yes.
Could he see you guys, but just couldn't get in?
When April changed the garage code.
Damn. So she knew that shit was going to go down.
Oh.
She knew her boyfriend was coming. It was like, April might have set y'all all up.
I think so.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you know, there's definitely premeditation
right.
going on.
You changing locks? Codes.
Yeah, you knew what was about to go. And that's what I'm trying to tell. A lot of women's radar be off.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, your friend want to fuck you. And they be like, no, I don't know. Until they get drunk and then they friend fuck them. And then they be like, oh, shit, she did want
to
fuck.
There's so much more to this story. We just don't have time.
We don't have time.
There's so much more. Had we begun this on the Tuesday show, we could have probably finally got our answers by now. Because it's taking so long to walk her back through.
Yeah. But she was reluctant.
Yeah. You know, what is that? Well, like the force field. And after a while, the force field gets weaker and weaker. So you're trying to hold out. You know what I'm saying? But then the force field is just too strong. And then, you know what I'm saying? The photon set to full blast. But anyway, listeners. We appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, raresonics.com, where you can check out all of our shows. And again, we appreciate you guys being premium subscribers. And Snowflake, we appreciate you coming this week.
Thank you. Thank you, Snow Bunny. I mean, Snowflake.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Make sure you tune in to the What We Learned this afternoon. Again, tell your friends it's now complimentary. You don't have to pay for the What We Learned so that we can get more of these shows out there to everyone. You guys didn't take any notes, did you? For the movie. Oh shit, that's what I'm talking about. J-Smooth? No. Alright. Keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.